Come on, son. It's outrageous claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns
I honestly have to say that I don't think this one is overly outrageous. And I think if there was one that we might have some agreement on, I could be wrong, but it could be this outrageous claim.
It's good radio there, Joby. Start outrageous claims with, by the way, I don't really fully think this is outrageous.
That's right. That whole sound.
That really grips the listener. Listeners, to be like,
honest,
oh,
to be honest, I just
can't wait for this.
To be honest, I just played that. This should be totally reasonable claim, but it. I wanted to listen to Hall & Oates. So the Tampa Bay Rays should be contracted, and at the very least, moved way the hell out of Tampa Bay.
They should be moved. They shouldn't be contracted. They're too good to contract. Well, you're going to break that team up. First of all, they're never going to contract another team in any major sport ever again. It's not going to happen. It's a blow to the ego of the commissioners to contract a couple teams.
You don't think that in the NFL that will eventually contract Jacksonville, or you think they're just going to straight up move them?
They're going to move them to L.A.
L.A.
They're looking for two teams in L.A.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They're probably going to move them. They shouldn't move the Buffalo Bills. I would be very disappointed if you move. The Jacksonville Jaguars have no history. They have no anything.
Except the history Tom Coughlin gave them.
Right. Buffalo, if you were to start from scratch now, you're not putting a team in Buffalo. It's not a big...
There is a history there, though, with Kelly and everything.
Yeah, the history with Kelly, the fan base in Buffalo lives and dies by the Bills, which sucks because they've been dying for like 15 years. But, so I would have a problem with Goodell. It would further prove, it would solidify the fact that Goodell does not care about the fans of the game. He's only concerned with the bottom line. And he's the commissioner. I'm not saying the guy, the bottom line is a very important thing for the commissioner. That's got to be one of his top priorities. But you have to have an eye on the fans, on the people that actually pay.
Let's
for the game.
The
getting
people
back to
who
the
pay
race.
For the game. Nobody pays for the game in Tampa Bay. You have hit a trifecta in Tampa Bay of great team, no attendance, and great rivals. You have the Red Sox and the Yankees in your division. You should be able to draw anytime you should be able to draw those two teams because they're great rivals and they can't draw for anything.
I think they have a big problem, and it's a big problem for the New York Yankees too.
The stadium is the worst.
Is so ugly.
It is. I think it obviously. It honestly might be the worst television product in sports.
Tropicana Field. See, that's what I was about to say. And the second worst is Toronto. So it's terrible that the Yankees have to play 16 of their games in Tropicana Field and whatever the Blue Jays park is called. It's
Roy Rogers Center, I think.
Roy, is
the
it?
I don't think it's the Roy Rogers Center. It's the Rogers Center.
That was just another Canadian.
Whatever. It's the friggin'. It's the Canada Sucks
Blue
Arena
park.
Somewhere.
Tim Hortons. But anyway, that's a huge problem. And when you're, as a baseball fan, one of the reasons I love baseball is that A, it's on every night. I can watch the Mets when virtually any night. B, it's a great outdoor game. It's a summertime game.
Listen to these numbers. The Rays just finished up a 3-game set with the Yankees. They drew 21,000, 26,000, and 28,000. 28,000, by the way, being the 4th of July day game against the Yankees. You drew less than 30,000 people to a holiday game against the Yankees!
Right, but the problem, would you want to go?
No!
I know it's really hot in Florida, in Tampa Bay, like 100-plus degrees.
That's part of it. They're not getting a new stadium anytime soon.
Right.
Their stadium they're in sucks.
It sucks.
Nobody. I think Dickie V is the only fan. That's it. It's just Dickie V hanging out, and he makes noise for the rest of the crowd, which the dozens of people they're waiting for the game to start.
But I wouldn't want to go. It's the fourth. Listen,
I understand. They need to be out. And frankly,
Mets,
I think,
and I've gone to a 4th of July Mets game. You got the day game. You're outside. It's Americana at its finest. Tampa Bay, you walk in, it's like when you go to see a movie at like 2 in the afternoon in the middle of the summer, and
it's you and a bunch of grandparents and their kids and their grandkids.
And you come back out at like 4 or 5, and you're blinded by the light, and you're like, oh, man, I forgot that it's still 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because you're just in this dark, desolate place with this ugly, their field turf is ugly.
It would be better if they legitimately just laid down designed carpet, it would be better.
Yeah.
Than trying to make it look like grass.
So not only are they in a place where it's difficult to get fans, it's a relatively transient city, it's an older place, people migrate there when they age more so than they
have to get out of the city at the very least. I think a lot of professional sports have too many teams in the league, so I would contract, but at the very least, they have to just get the hell out of Tampa. I mean, look, Charlotte could probably, is worth a look. Raleigh could be worth a look.
Done research on this?
I've thought about it a little bit.
Yeah, and you just thought about North Carolina and a bunch of different places in North Carolina.
Indianapolis came into my mind. So did Memphis.
But if they go to Indy, they're probably going to play where the Colts play. And then you have the same problem.
You could put in a stadium.
Indy would make sense.
I don't know the zoning. Yeah, I don't know the zoning restrictions in Indianapolis. Maybe you could, level some houses.
Yeah, there are some places.
Who needs shelter? Whatever, we're trying to build a ballpark.
Just put another
people.
One somewhere in Texas.
Imminent domain, son.
Work.
Yeah, that's what we. I was thinking. Texas seems a little played out.
A
little played out. I thought about New Orleans, but you're playing in a friggin' 99% humidity all summer.
What if you put a team in Connecticut to try to take Red Sox fans away? Not one of those mega stadiums. Another problem that a lot of teams
the New Haven Whalers. Is that what we're going for?
Yeah, give me the Hartford Whalers of baseball.
Baseball.
Evan Longoria leading the way. You don't really even need to change the colors very much. They have similar colors
to
the Whalers.
I watched some of the Yankee games, and I'm looking at the stadium going, wow, this looks terrible. And hey, there's 9 people there. And what the hell is with the restaurant they have on the third baseline? They have a whole dining area of tables and wooden chairs down behind the bullpen. What the hell is that?
It's an ugly stadium.
Like, what is that?
The argument for contraction
Why
makes
do you
a lot
have
of sense.
Why do you have patio chairs in the on the field?
The problem is you don't know necessarily whether it's entirely because there's a bunch of old people that don't want to go to the games or because it's such an eyesore to actually go to the games. So, you can risk making a nicer new stadium. I would do one of the smaller stadiums that fit 35,000 to 36,000. Citi Field actually doesn't fit as many as you would think. Mm-hmm. I think it's in the low 40s. Make a smaller stadium so that you can fill it easier so that the expenditure to build is not quite as much. You're probably going to have to do a retractable roof situation. If you can get a lot of natural light, Safeco gets a lot of natural light.
See, now we're talking about retractable roofs and new stuff. I mean, that's a ton of money for a city that just doesn't want. There were more Yankee fans at the game last night or yesterday afternoon than there were Rays fans.
Would you be able to get fully behind a team that played over half of their games in that field?
No.
It's an eyesore. No. I don't want to watch that on television.
I would probably spend most of the time at the Devil Ray tank. I would hang out in the aquarium they got in center field. That would be my jam.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go to the games. I hate when I'm watching a Yankee game and they're playing Tampa Bay. I hate when I'm watching a Yankee game and they're playing the Blue Jays. The worst, the most depressing, and it literally depressed me, was watching games at the Metrodome where the Twins used to play.
Oh, and they still had the plexiglass
they had
up.
The plexiglass,
and it was
dark.
We're playing a hockey game later, guys. Sorry, yeah, we just got to leave these up.
It's the field turf was this ugly aqua green color. I hated that.
Never did it look so good as it did in what's the name of that movie where the little kid. Little Big League. Where the little kid manages the baseball team.
It's a great
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's a terrible film. That is the worst sport movie ever made.
It's not the worst. That's a conversation for
you. You're right,
it's
Rocky
day.
5.
All right, quick question while we're talking about the Rays, and I think we got to get out of here. This dawned on me, or I had this conversation over the weekend. Which do you think is a better home run swing to watch? An effortless, natural badass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Robinson Cano swing.
Yep.
Where he just drops great. It. It's so, it's great.
Bat or lands perfectly on the ground. Yeah.
Or the Carlos Pena, rip your head off. And
no,
put
I
it,
like.
I bat 200, but when I make contact, it's going 50,000 miles.
See, my perfect example of that is Prince Fielder, because he puts that entire belly behind that bat, and that thing goes. Because, all right, there's a Yankee correlation here. Gary Sheffield or Robinson Cano. Watching Gary Sheffield hit, I hurt my back.
Yeah, but watching I love
him,
watching
him swing like a friggin' maniac. I personally enjoy your Robinson Cano's, your Ken Griffey's.
Griffey's the best. Nobody.
Griffey is
nobody
the best. Cano is getting. I honestly think Cano might be studying Griffey.
Well, you know what he's doing? There. He's getting the Griffey walk off.
Yeah,
they're both lefty bats.
Like the hit and like the way they drop the bat.
Drop the bat and immediately just start swagging out to first.
They're getting very similar, and I'm loving it.
Cano has the best swing to watch in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it is. It's a pleasure. Even when he strikes out, it's like that was pretty.
I wish I was there to get the win.
Oh, great. A-Rod's coming up. Who cares?
Oh, come on. People hating on A-Rod.
No, I don't. I'm not a Yankee fan who hates A-Rod. I just wish he wouldn't ground into a double play so many times in big spots. All right. Look, I don't know how that measures up to other outrageous claims. I think there was.
That's a pretty valid.
I think that was our most
That's what you should
reasonable
call that section. Valid talking
valid
points.
Valid talking points.
With Joe Carlos Bianchino.
Thanks for the middle name. Appreciate that.
I meant to do, I'm working on a nickname for you that goes somewhere with being Carlos Stanton.
You work on that.
You can just
talk about it.
You can just edit this section out.
No, I'm going to leave it because it's great radio.
Joe being Carlos Stanton.
All right. We're off next week on Two Guys, One Mic. I'm out. I'm in Cape Cod. I'm on vacation. I'm not phoning in a podcast. So we'll be back the next week. So we've left you with really one of our weirdest episodes ever. We gave you a little history lesson. We've broken down competitive eating dumps. It's been a weird run.
It was
run.
A good show. Generally speaking, you can check Joe on Twitter at, spell your last name again.
JoeBianchino.
Boom, write that one down. I'm at Game on Brixey with a Y, not an IE, in case you were wondering about that.
In middle school, he used to use an IE and dot it with a heart.
I did, yeah. It was when I was sending my love letters. Do you like me? Yes or
Search
no?
Search for us on... I just broke the friggin' thing in my pen.
Search,
I hate it.
You can search
that,
for us
look
on,
at this.
On
that
Facebook.
That is awful.
You can also check out...
Oh, God.
Check us out.
This whole day is a disaster.
It's all right,
true.
It's Two Guys,
it's been
One
great.
Mic.
We leave you... we always leave you with an outro tune. In honor of the 4th of July holiday, I'm going to leave you with just the greatest thing about 4th of July. By the way, happy 4th of July, everybody, and everyone, servicemen, women everywhere. You guys are the best. It's Two Guys, One Mic. Catch us in 2 weeks. Have a good one, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.